Well, there was nothing lavish or extravagant about my childhood. I was born during the Depression while my father was in graduate school. Money was tight when I was young, and my parents were frugal and spent carefully. I don't remember Mother ever buying anything for herself. But I vividly remember Dad returning home from a trip with a small bottle of perfume for her. It was her favorite, Le Bleu, Blue Hour, a very expensive perfume. She cherished it, applying just one tiny drop behind each ear, and only then on very special occasions. I was surprised at first that Dad would buy such an expensive and unnecessary gift for Mother. It wasn't even her birthday. But I soon realized what his gift was really all about. The gift was about how much my father loved my mother. In today's gospel, we encounter another story about perfume and love. But as Father Kyle always tells us, first, a bit of context. In today's gospel, we find Jesus nearing the end of his earthly life and ministry. In the chapter preceding today's gospel, John recorded how the Jewish authorities had become more and more vexed, arguing among themselves about who Jesus really was. Could he possibly be the long-awaited Messiah? When they confronted Jesus, demanding to know the answer, Jesus had only replied, "The Father and I are one." Confused and angry, the crowd had taken up stones to hurl at him as they shouted for his arrest. Jesus had been trying to retreat from this increasing conflict when he received word from his close friends Mary and Martha that their brother had fallen ill. Before Jesus and his disciples reached the sisters' home, Lazarus had already died. Martha expressed her anger that Jesus had not arrived in time to prevent her brother's death. But Jesus responded by challenging Martha about her belief in the resurrection. Then, weeping, Jesus approached Lazarus' tomb and called for the dead man to come out. Lazarus had emerged, still bound in his burial cloth, yet obviously restored to life. This incident proved to be the last straw for the chiefs and the Pharisees. They feared that Jesus' actions would provide the excuse for the Roman authorities to destroy both the Jews and their holy temple. The Pharisees called a meeting of the council to put a stop to Jesus once and for all. As today's gospel picks up the story, it is just 6 days before Passover. Jesus has journeyed to Lazarus' home in Bethany for dinner with his close friends who'd gathered to celebrate that Lazarus had been restored to life. As usual, Martha is in the kitchen preparing the meal. Lazarus is reclining at the table talking with Jesus and the other guests, probably recounting his perception of what had happened at the tomb. And Mary has taken up her familiar position of sitting adoringly at Jesus' feet. But then, Mary does something totally unexpected. She lavishly pours expensive perfume, what would have amounted to about a year's wages to pay for, on Jesus' feet. And then, in an even more astonishing gesture, she quite literally lets her hair down and wipes his feet with her hair. It was a lavish, extravagant, and almost unbelievable act. Now, the story of a prodigal son who had quite literally thrown away his inheritance by his extravagant lifestyle had already been recorded by John. And now in today's gospel, it is the thief and traitor Judas who accuses Mary of being just like that prodigal son with her extravagant, frivolous, and wasteful action. Judas, of all people, suggests that her money might have been spent better on the poor. Why would Mary do something so extravagant and seemingly wasteful? And furthermore, and perhaps the more important question is, why would she do something that would destroy her reputation? Surely no man would want to marry a woman who acted so intimately and so inappropriately toward another man in public. What could she have been thinking? What was the meaning of her action? And why did John insert this dinner party story at this time and in this place in his gospel? And in this time and in this place of Jesus' life. It's as if John has cast Mary into the role of prophet as she anoints Jesus in recognition that he is the Messiah and the sovereign King. Her action anticipates Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, where he will be proclaimed the King of the Jews. But as she wipes Jesus' feet with her hair, she also seems to be anticipating the servant role that Jesus will demonstrate when he washes the feet of his disciples at the Last Supper. Every detail that John records in today's gospel portends the passion that will soon follow. And thus today's gospel invites you and me to anticipate and participate in Jesus' suffering and death. There's an additional invitation for you and me in this story. Today's gospel describes Mary's complete and sacrificial love for her Lord Jesus, the kind of love which we Christian believers are called to emulate in each of our own lives. Jesus died so that you and I might be forgiven of our sins. He gave his life to give us eternal life. Can we respond to Jesus' precious sacrifice with the same kind of extravagant love that Mary demonstrated? Would you or I be willing to spend a year's salary to give up some cherished possession, or even to give up our reputation to demonstrate that kind of love? Today's gospel about Mary's extravagant love for Jesus sets the stage for Jesus' extravagant gift of love for all humankind. Mary poured out a year's wages of perfume on her Lord's feet to show her love for him. Jesus poured out his life on the cross to show his love for you and me.